A visibly pregnant woman seated with her legs apart. The folds of her dress appear to be an extension of the birth canal. Her long hair, worn down like that of a maiden girl, tells us that the statue depicts Mary, the only woman to be described as both a virgin and a mother. This is the Madonna of Hope, a vindication of motherhood after so many negative views of it had been spread. For example,
a woman conceives with filth and stench. She gives birth with disgruntlement and pain. She nurses out of need and with effort.
The 15th century statue in front of you was made much later than that statement, which we have taken from the treatise on the misery of the human condition by the powerful Pope Innocent III. It would be nice to think that the serenity of this young mother-to-be had finally defeated social prejudices. In reality, however, the Church ended up banning these earthlier kinds of representation of the Virgin Mary. That is why you will probably not have seen many Madonnas of Hope like ours. We do not know how the visible damage to it occurred, but it reminds us of the fact that many others were destroyed.